A new program in Indianapolis offers people living in their cars a safe parking lot to stay for up to 2 months. The program, launched by a group called Safe Park Indy, is part of a broader effort to address a shortage of shelter space and affordable housing in the city. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports in the first month since its launch, the program has already seen its wait list grow fivefold.
Ryan Warner's car is packed tight and includes everything from a fire extinguisher to mini solar panels hooked to the roof of his car that help run fans to keep him cool. Warner has been living out of his car for the past 4 months and says those fans have been essential to keeping him cool over a summer that frequently hit 90 degrees.
Being stuck in a box like this, I know you could walk around and whatnot, but it's the weather is just absolutely brutal.
Warner works two jobs, but is still paying off a lease from his old apartment before he can look for a new place to live. In the meantime, he stays in parking lots and driveways of people who will let him crash. But it's not always easy.
Having to think about, should I park on this side of the road? Well, that's kind of dangerous. Or should I park over there? Well, last time I got, a ticket from a cop.
Relieving some of that stress for people living out of their cars is the goal behind Safe Park Indy, which opened in October. It's a parking lot on the northeast side of the city that will let people park overnight. The parking lot is too far for Warner, who worries about the cost of gas to and from his work, but it's helpful for others. Here's the founder, Elizabeth Friedland.
So people can park in this lot, know that they're authorized to be here, not have to sleep with one eye open, and they can also access some social services and amenities as well, such as indoor restroom facilities, a kitchen, Wi-Fi, and a place to charge their devices to try to make this tough time in their life a little bit easier.
According to Friedland, there are over 40 safe parking lots across the country, but most of those are clustered around the West Coast, with limited options in the Midwest. The parking lot for Safe Park Indy is next to a church, which is letting Safe Park use a few rooms. There, Friedland shows off a rack packed with different kinds of foods and boxes full of toiletries.
Since the weather's getting cold, we have hats, gloves, mittens, those kinds of things too.
The parking lot will let just 10 people stay for up to 2 months. The hope is that this would offer them time to get on their feet and make space for the next person on the wait list. When Safe Park Indy opened in October, Friedland said it had a waitlist of roughly 50 people. Now she says
268.
268 people.
Yeah.
And it started at, I think, 50 the week that you were opening. Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, it's wow. Crazy. So yeah, we were at 268.
It's the first night staying at Safe Park Indy for Tyler Pittman. He sits at a table inside the indoor facilities at Safe Park Indy, making small talk with other guests. Pittman says he's been living in his car for 3 months. He struggled with substance abuse and says he is trying to focus on finding a job.
There is a level of organization and put togetherness that really impresses me.
During his time living in his car, Pittman says he's realized just how bad the homeless situation in Indianapolis is.
It's working people. It's people, educated people with master's degrees, teachers, nurses. Like, this is a problem, and it's affecting areas of society that you don't typically associate with, typical homelessness.
Since 2019, Indianapolis has seen increases both in its overall homeless population and its unsheltered population, which can mean sleeping outside or in their car. City officials and some advocates have disagreed on how best to use city funding to reduce homelessness, but generally agree that more resources are needed. Friedland says she is looking for ways to expand, but is waiting for more secure funding.
So right now we're relying on individual donations, which are just not really predictable and can be harder to go after.
She says the hope is to open a new safe parking location in Indianapolis before the end of the year. I'm Ben Thorpe, Side Effects Public Media.
For those interested in applying to the Safe Park Indy, you can apply at safeparkindy.org.